Good morning, everybody. Am I standing in the right place? Everyone can hear me okay? Yes, so let's see. I see some new faces in the audience, so I will provide some explanation. Those of us in the world of occupational health surveillance have been working really hard to ensure that we use the BRFSS as a way to highlight any chronic disease or outcomes by industry and occupation. So that's kind of the focus of where we are here. Today I'll be talking about a New Hampshire BRFSS industry and occupation initiatives and our partnership with the Cancer Collaborative in New Hampshire. We looked specifically at colorectal cancer screening in the BRFSS by industry, and we did some descriptive and odds ratio analysis. I'll provide some results. I do just want to say that I'm doing this presentation for our BRFSS coordinator, Kim Lim, who wasn't able to be here today, but we worked together on this project. So New Hampshire BRFSS started collecting industry and occupation data using a state-added module first from 2011 to 2013, and then we, as soon as NIOSH was able to provide an optional module within the BRFSS system, we adopted that, and that's 2014 through 2017. The IO questions were asked if a respondent reported being employed, self-employed, or out of work for less than a year during the time of the interview, and then we asked what kind of work do you do and what kind of business or industry do you work in. And we are, of course, in collaboration with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Part of the work that they've done on the offering the module is to code by industry and occupation census codes for all the states. And I will say that NIOSH was also wonderful in all doing that on our state added question before that. So we have lots of years of coding. So background information, the New Hampshire Comprehensive Cancer Collaborative has an equity task force, and one of their objectives is to ensure that people of vulnerable populations, looking at their cancer screening rates. So they wanted to use the BRFSS industry and occupation variables to assess the screening gaps among residents employed in different industries and occupations, to eventually work with the New Hampshire Business and Industry Association to develop an employer or employee toolkit on cancer screening. And they also ended up doing focus groups with employees and employers to better understand barriers to screening. So maybe some of you already know this. I won't read this, but it's quite quite a definition to or the criteria that have to be met to show that you've had colorectal cancer screening. And we chose colorectal cancer screening because we had 4 full years of data for that. And I just want to make note that this indicator was developed using the results from a series of colorectal cancer screening questions from the National BRFSS survey. So everybody asks the same question on their BRFSS survey. So because it's colorectal cancer, our subpopulation were of ages between 50 and 75 who answered the colorectal cancer screening questions, and the industry, or actually these were 2012 and 2014, and then through 2015. So we looked at employed, self-employed, out of work for less than a year, and those who provided any industry and occupation information. So as I mentioned, we have 4 years of the colorectal cancer screening data. These were combined and reweighted as a single data set, and SAS was used to estimate the CRC screening rate by industry, and we used the North American Industry Classification System, or NAICS, also used to identify industries with low screening rates, and to identify any occupation groups within the top industries reporting low screening rates, and to evaluate the relationships between health status, access to health care, income and educational disparities, and occupations on screening rate. So this is from Kim, who is our BRFSS coordinator. Many of you already know what the rules are, basically this BRFSS rule of 50, suppressing values with denominators of less than 50, or with confidence interval half-wits greater than 10 due to statistical unreliability. So to get to the data, what he did was look at all respondents from 2012 to 2015, and then all those who responded to the CRC question, and then he looked at all industry groups and came up with a total there. And then we looked at cancer screening rates with just industry. And then within an industry, we chose accommodation and food services. It's one of our largest industries in New Hampshire and has a larger number to work with, basically. So he also looked at it within that industry group. So we looked at industries with not up-to-date screening rates that are at least 10% higher than the statewide rate, and this is how it came out industry-wise. I mean, agriculture, fish, and hunting, it has a higher percentage, but we don't have as many employees in that group. So again, didn't look closer at that industry group and decided on the accommodation and food services. So occupational groups and cancer screening, what we did was, again, focus on that NAICS 72, the accommodation and food service, and pulled out management occupations versus service occupations. And within that NAICS code, it's possible that people in the service occupations are two times more likely to not be up to date with their cancer screening, and we compared that with all industry groups at 1.2. And then we looked at educational entertainment, attainment. we looked at, college grads, some college, high school or less. And those this is also within NAICS 72. The ones, the respondents who did not have the college education were 1.8 times more likely to not get screening. Then we looked at income level. And it's clear that those who reported less than an income of $50,000 were up to three times more likely not to be up to date with their screening. And then we looked at access to health plan and screening, and this is likely to be a no-brainer that those who reported that they did not have a health plan within that industry code were 3.7 times more likely to not be screened compared to the whole state rate of 5.2. Then we looked at gender. Interestingly, males were more likely to be up to date with their screening. I'm going through these fast, sorry. Health status and CRC screening. So respondents who reported fair or poor health status versus excellent, very good, or good within the NAICS 72. These are not statistically significant. It's 0.3 percent likely, but compared to the whole state, the state has a higher likelihood of not being screened. So in conclusion, they really wanted to focus on the service industry in New Hampshire. Those in management occupations with a college education with an income of greater than $50,000 have a health plan and are male, have higher screening rates. The odds of not having up-to-date screening rates is three times higher if the income level is less than $50,000 when compared with those reporting income levels higher. The odds of not having up-to-date cancer screening rate is 3.7 times higher if reporting not having a health plan when compared with those that having a health plan. So some of the strengths and limitations of BRFSS industry and occupation data. They can really provide insights about health behaviors and health conditions of adults working in different industries and occupations, and therefore allow you to think about where you could focus some of your prevention efforts. A lot of the CDC-funded programs now in the health departments, one of the criteria are that you provide some sort of workplace intervention, whether it's through health promotion or whatever. So a lot of them are using BRFSS to be able to highlight, where they, again, should put their prevention efforts through a workplace intervention. And, of course, the statistical power of industry and occupation data is limited when used to analyze health behaviors or health conditions that are age-specific. We had a very small age group that we were looking at, 50 to 75, and so the more granular you get, the more difficult, or the smaller numbers you have. So it's nice to have lots of years of data to be able to look at that. So this is the contact information for everybody who worked on this project, but I did want to say, which maybe will be another presentation in the future, but the New Hampshire Comprehensive Cancer Collaborative wrote a really nice white paper on this work. and it's titled Examining Preventive Cancer Screening Rates Among Vulnerable Adults in New Hampshire. So they provided all the data, and then they actually focused on the restaurant industry and conducted focus groups to try to figure out, you know, what are the barriers to them getting the screening, and then they worked with business and industry groups to try to come up with, you know, some solutions, allowing people certain time, you know, bits of time off to go get the screening, or, you know, having a screening day, things like that. So it's on a really nice paper that that they've written. So I think if you just Google that, you could find it. I didn't have a chance to put the link, but yeah, it's really good. So I don't know how long that was, but questions? Right. Yeah, we've been talking about that for a long time too, right? Well, I used to be at the health department, and it's New Hampshire. It's a small department. I knew people in other programs, so I made a few presentations at like big, you know, department meetings about the value of BRFSS. We made a big effort to make sure that all the programs knew that we had industry and occupation data now. It's just reaching out and saying, what can we do together? It started actually with immunization, who wanted to know what the flu vaccine rates were like within different industry groups, because they, you know, could maybe find a way to target that. So construction came right out of that, right? So, you know, some of their thoughts were, well, maybe we need to go bring a flu vaccine day, you know, to construction sites and allow them to get their flu shots right there. So I think people are seeing the value, and again, I think the fact that in a lot of the CDC grants that are going out for chronic disease and asthma are saying that, you know, you have to create some sort of intervention for the workplace. Yeah. I mean, again, I knew them all. You know, I've sat on the CCC board before. You know, it's like you get to know each other. So I said that would be the key, is just to get to know your counterparts and show them the value of the data. I mean, NIOSH has just published so much off of the BRFSS data now. So,
have you thought about why women are less likely to be screened? Because one often thinks that it's the other way around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And maybe with different cancers that's the case. But we don't really know. I mean, that was actually astonishing to me when I saw that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the collaborative, you know, actually did anything specific around targeting males versus females. I don't know. Does anyone have any thoughts about that? I mean, males are even less likely to go see their doctor, so I don't know.
So I'd have to look at the question again, but so men get screened for prostate cancer. And could there be some confusion there in terms of the prostate exam and what they're getting screened?
Either confusion or at the doctor, you know, they convince them you need to have a colon cancer screening too. I don't know.
Clear if it's just a stool hemocult qualifies as a positive answer there. I don't remember what your question is.
Mm.
I think it's pretty general.
Just gender, yeah. I mean,
they don't.
No. The actual question for what qualifies as complying.
Ah, okay. The definition, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
There has to.
You're a doctor, you
or
can. Yeah, there's a lot of ands and ors.
So, you know, you might get that as part of a prostate exam.
That's interesting, yeah. Yeah.
Any more questions? Back in the back.
Just a comment. State of Kentucky did a nice study that they published in the last barriers for a program of cancer screening. And we're thinking with that some people specialize in their own words why they don't get screened. And they categorize it for cancer.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll make note of that. Yeah.
one more question.
I didn't know if you wanted to say it. Yeah. Who, John?
You might want to look at your occupation a little more carefully and see if they might be things like waitresses.
Right. Yeah. Well, right. A few more years of data, maybe we can do that. It's just so tough to then take, you know, like for service occupation, like who were they? Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the kind of things that are in those jobs where you would expect there to be a higher proportion of females that are very low paid.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Work arrangement might be a good.
Yeah.
Might be good.
Exactly.
Okay.
One last.
Yeah.
Oh, Medicare.
Medicare.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you could break down the age. Mm-hmm. Thank you.